This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to another Western Hockey League season, the 50th season in history, and we'll get you all set for the year ahead. We'll have WHL Commissioner Ron Robinson joining us in moments to begin the year. He'll preview some of the plans to honor the league history ahead this season. And WHL Vice President of Hockey Richard Dirksen will also stop by. He'll inform us on the new rule changes, including the brand new 3-on-3 overtime format. And as we kick off a brand new season of WHL This Week and the 50th season in the WHL, we always sit down to start it up with the commissioner of the WHL, Ron Robinson. And boy, this is a big year ahead. It kicks off in Moose Jaw. I know there's so much history in this league, and we're going to honor that history here this season.
It's a great opportunity to honor the players, the coaches, the officials, and in particular the builders who have made this league into what it is today. And we're going to start that celebration this weekend and work it through the entire season with a whole bunch of special events and fan promotions, and we're looking forward to getting started.
And why not start it right there in the heartland of hockey, Moose Jaw and Regina? In fact, the Moose Jaw Canucks jerseys and the Pats, and I guess this is the grassroots of the Western Hockey League too.
Well, it's a small market, and it's something that's really important to the Western Hockey League. This is where it all started, of course, close to 50 years ago, 1966, when the league began. It really was a Saskatchewan league with some teams in Alberta and then, of course, Manitoba, and started on the prairies and has evolved into a 22-team league across Western Canada and the U.S. Pacific Northwest. So, you know, it's expanded tremendously, but we want to go back to our roots. We want to pay respect for the communities who were there when everything got started, and certainly recognize what they did to get this league off the ground.
Earlier this week, the WHL released a list of top 125 players all time, and this is going to be fun. It's going to be a little bit of fan interaction. Ron, talk about the list and what lies ahead here as we get closer to naming a more narrowed down list.
Well, I know the panel had a very difficult time getting the list down to 125 for the fan voting purposes, and this is what this celebration is going to be all about this year, is talking about the players of the past and who were the great ones in every era. And it's going to be a lot of fun for our fans to get actively involved in voting, you know, leading right up to January, when we'll be announcing the top 50 on a weekly basis, and there'll be another level of excitement at that time as well.
Big thing this year is that all three national events fall in the Western Hockey League this season. Ron, if I could get you to run those down here for me.
Yes, we're going to get things started. We're hosting all three national events of the Canadian Hockey League this year, starting with the Canada-Russia series in Kelowna and Kamloops in November, followed by the CHL-NHL Top Prospects game in Vancouver in January, and of course culminating with the MasterCard Memorial Cup in Red Deer, Alberta in May. And that's the first time Alberta will have hosted the event in 42 years, and we're really excited about all three of those major events coming to the West.
Now, something I think fans of the league for a long time that can remember years ago and some of the great moments in the last 50 years will really appreciate a new commemorative book that is coming out. What's the timeline on that? And talk about the WHL choosing to relive its history in a book.
Well, the book will be available to the public in October. We will be providing the limited edition copies to some VIPs in advance of that, but it really does allow us to look back at the history from the first days of the 1960s right through to the modern era, and look at all aspects of the league from the standpoint of the franchises, the league itself, and some of the great accomplishments of the players, the teams over that period of time. So it's a real full review of our history, and it's an opportunity, I think, for our fans to really look back and share in those memories with all of us.
And those listening from around the different WHL markets, there's also plans for each individual team to honor the history as well. And I know that details will be unveiled, but all 22 teams here are jumping on board.
That's right. All 22 teams will be having their own 50th season celebration at some point during the course of the season. Of course, we're getting things underway in Saskatchewan this week, but as the season progresses, we'll be recognizing alumni, distinguished graduates of our league who have accomplished great things at either in professional hockey at the National Hockey League level or from a business standpoint through the benefits they've received in our scholarship program. So we're looking forward to those celebrations and honoring those people who have had such a tremendous impact, not only in the communities where they played junior, but where they went on to either in the business world or in the hockey world.
All right, well, 50 seasons of the WHL gets underway this weekend. Ron, appreciate your time here on WHL This Week, and here's to a great season ahead.
Thanks very much.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Of course, with the 50th season in the WHL comes some new rule changes, and we have the Vice President of Hockey for the WHL, Rick Dirksen, to break down the big change, and that's, I guess, a treat for fans this year. We're going to 3-on-3 overtime. We've already seen it in the preseason. Just talk about the move to get down to 3-on-3 and why it's been implemented.
I think it's going to be something that will be very exciting for all of our fans. I know we've used it through the preseason. We've been able to watch the NHL preseason games so far that have featured it as well. It'll be very entertaining. The 3-on-3, it's wide open, and generally what happens is when a team misses a good scoring chance at one end, the other team comes down generally on a 2-on-1, maybe a 3-on-1, and creates an equally dangerous scoring opportunity at the other end. So it's been very exciting. I think one of the thoughts behind implementing it was to see if the number of shootouts could be reduced. I think there's a sentiment out there. A lot of people prefer the games to be determined in the game of hockey, even though 3-on-3 doesn't happen very often in regulation time, rather than go to a shootout where perhaps one team has better snipers on it and gets the extra point through that manner.
We've seen a lot of it already, even in the NHL preseason, and we see penalties arrive, and this is where there's been a little bit of just understanding how it works. Break down the penalty situation in the 3-on-3 overtime and how that's going to work.
Basically what happens is the teams will start at 3-on-3 unless there's a penalty to one of the teams. At no time can a team be reduced to less than three skaters on the ice. So what happens is if a team gets a power play, they will get to have a fourth player come out for the 2 minutes. The other thing that comes into play is should coincidentals be on the board at the end of regulation time, those penalties come off the board, so they would start at 3-on-3, and then when the time served has expired, those players can come out of the penalty benches at a stoppage and go back to their benches. Likewise, in overtime, if coincidental penalties are assessed, the players would go in the box, but the times would not be registered on the penalty clock. Again, at the first stoppage after their time has expired, then they would go to their player benches.
That's the big change this year that everyone will be talking about. There's also some more subtle changes, I guess you could say, too, Rick, and that involves ice markings, how the ice will look, and also for face-offs this year. Explain those.
That's correct. We've adopted two changes that the NHL implemented last season. The first one is on the hash marks in the four corner face-off dots. They used to be 3 feet apart. Now the hash marks will be 5'7" apart. And that just separates the two players a little bit, prohibits a little bit more of the jostling and stick work that sometimes took place on the faceoffs. The other change, it probably won't be noticeable for the fans because it's a very minor one. The goaltender trapezoid has been enlarged slightly. So the angle of the line has been increased. There's a little bit more space for the goaltender to play the puck behind the net, but again, it was not a very significant difference.
Just heard from the commissioner Ron Robison on the 50th season as well. You have been around for many of those 50 seasons in the WHL. What does the milestone, the big year, mean for you personally, Rick?
Well, it's very exciting, and one of the things we've kicked off is we named the top 125 players of all time in our league. Yesterday we had a committee put together of some very renowned broadcasters and writers from who have been involved for many years. We've named the 125 players, and then we're going to have all of our fans be able to participate. We'll have a vote starting in October and online on our website where the fans can vote for the top 50 players of all time. And of course, after Christmas, we'll tabulate those and we'll announce the top 50 players of all time in our league, which certainly will be a highlight for our 50th season celebrations.
And we look forward to the events all season long. Rick, I appreciate your time here on WHL This Week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, John.
Hey, and that's the show. The puck is dropped. We're underway. Enjoy the 50th season of the Western Hockey League. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.